I'm not particularly looking forward to this interview because that looked like a damaging afternoon, Steve. What can you tell us?
Well, it's one of them horrible afternoons where, to be honest, with the team, and we didn't deserve to get beat. But we simply didn't have enough, unfortunately, when we lost the two strikers. We've lost that cutting edge, which obviously you need at this level. I've stressed all the time about strikers. And to lose two after 20 minutes has disrupted us. And to be fair, the game had a 0-0 written all over it, didn't it? And as the away team, you know, against fellow rivals, you take it. And unfortunately, it's one of them awful mistakes where a bit of a misunderstanding and we've got punished. And apart from that, I can't remember our goalkeeper making a save. They missed a chance in the first half, which was the obvious one. But I can't really remember either goalkeeper making, having too much to do. And as I said, from away from home, you take the point and you move on.
Let's go to the goal. What the heck went on?
Well, it's a misunderstanding. You know, the goalkeeper's come tearing out that he thinks he can collect it. And Elmo's touched it back to him, expecting him to kick it up the pitch. It happens sometimes, and it's happened today. But, you know, to be punished like that and lose a game of this magnitude is awful. And it's turned into one of them awful afternoons, which, you know, when you take up afterwards, when you take up, you know, the players missing, it's been a difficult afternoon for us. And too often, we're talking about injuries, unfortunately, at the minute. And I don't want to make that ever excuse, I never will, but we're getting too many to big key players from day one. You know, I think I've made more changes in the team over the last 2 months than I have done in probably 5 years, so it's frustrating and disappointing, but we have to keep battling on, even with all our problems today. There was nothing much in the two teams, and we deserve to get something out of it. Horrible mistake has cost us that point.
Could you have done more in the second half going forward?
Well, you know, we're playing with two wide players as centre-forwards. Mm-hmm. It was very, very difficult. It's been very, very difficult, you know, and at this level, to play people out of position and ask them to be strikers is very, very difficult. You know, we huffed and puffed and, you know, we had a few little bits of chances but didn't really have enough of the physical presence, which, you know, to play against Lescott and McCauley in particular, we needed a physical element about us, and unfortunately, that wasn't to be.
Let's get to the injuries to Jelovic and Hernandez. It was a bit of a surprise. I'd seen Hernandez' groin go, but I didn't see the Jelovic injury. It was a bit of a surprise to see him come off first.
Jelo was sore yesterday with his knee and wanted to give it a go, so it was always going to be a little bit of a concern. And, you know, he had the operation, as we know, 7-8 weeks ago, so we'll have a scan and see how it is, because it's not like him. The other one, Hernandez, is a groin, and unfortunately, when you pull a muscle, there's nothing you can do. So, being a huge frustration, you know, when I give out the list of injuries what we've got, and then we haven't got available, then down to the bare bones is sometimes used as a cliche too often, but we sorely are.
How bad is that Hernandez groin injury?
Well, bad enough. I mean, you know, it's going to be at least a month, I would think. You know, we hope that it's not too serious. We hope it's not too much damage. But we'll have to wait and see.
And given it's the knee he had operated on, Jelovic, how big a worry is that then?
Well, of course it's a worry, because he doesn't come off very often. You know, he's made of strong stuff, so that is a concern. But as I said, from day one this year, from Snodgrass to D'Army to all of them, you know, the list has been endless. And unfortunately, we've paid the price for it.
That presumably changes things even more in the transfer market now. In the
well, of course. I mean, it's not easy to say, but you've got to get somebody with the right quality to go and play in the Premier League. And, you know, and to be fair to the chairman, in the summer when we lost Snodgrass in the first game of the season, he let me go and invest in the team then, when really we had done budgets and all the rest of it. So we'll have a look and see what's available, and if we can do something that can give us a hand, then we'll certainly try.
Is anything imminent? No-go from Arsenal?
No.
Defoe?
There's nothing imminent at all, no.
Okay,
no.
And just to check, nobody's going out? just you never
no.
know.
No,
all
at
right.
the moment.
Okay, and a final one. The word is that you're interested in Nicky Butt as your new assistant. Is anything
no.
in that?
No, that's not true, no.
Right, okay. You were talking about somebody in a job. You'd offer them the job. What's the outcome? What can you tell us?
Well, I was talking to somebody who was in a job, and unfortunately he's staying in that job. I think it would be wrong for me to put names, but that's his prerogative. He's staying where he is. He's happy where he is, and I'll move on to the next one.
Okay, have you got somebody else in mind?
Of course. I compiled a list of myself, and when it's right, Burnsy, I'll tell you.
All right. Have you offered anybody it
no.
now? No. Okay.
I've never offered the job to anybody.